You're listening to The Power of Us on Revolver Podcast.
In only 2 days, you can move your career further, faster with a Harvard DCE Professional and Executive Development Program. Advance your leadership skills, craft smarter business strategies, build your network, and move your career in the right direction. You'll earn a certificate of completion, add Harvard to your CV, and become the leader you want to be. Our intensive programs are designed to fit into your busy schedule. Attend online or on the Harvard campus. Search Harvard Professional and Executive Development to learn more.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Power of Us. This is Abel.
And this is his not so merry wife.
Oh, man.
Jeez. Yeah, like not so jolly.
All right, Scroogey McDuff over here. All right, well, before we get into the future, let's talk about the past.
Okay.
Leading up to Thanksgiving.
Right.
It was rough.
Yes.
But I had a very delightful, fun, full of a lot of family and
right. It ended up much better than we thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you and I were good.
I had a good Thanksgiving.
For the most part. But sometimes extended family, there can be some issues. And so leading up to Thanksgiving, it was like, oh, do I really even want to have Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Like I wasn't even concerned about, I didn't even cook this year. I wasn't even trying. Mm. Usually I'll try and do something. I was like, mm-mm. But then the day of was great.
The day of was great. The recalentado was awesome.
Yep. The and food then, was even better.
And then the sorry fight on Saturday with Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. was awesome.
That wasn't the fight. The fight is the YouTuber beating up the basketball player.
Yes.
That's the fight.
Yes.
Before and the he Snoop got concert. Knocked out.
Yes. Yeah. The Snoop concert was actually really awesome.
It really
and the
was.
Commentary by Snoop.
Yeah.
But I mean, these 3 days that we had for Thanksgiving were awesome. Thanksgiving Friday after when everybody comes back to have the menudo and then the day after
the
that
turkey
was
sandwiches, man. Those are bomb.
So yeah, all that was awesome. We had amazing tamales that my suegra made. We had amazing menudo that they made for the day after, and then we had turkey sandwiches. And so it was a very good Thanksgiving. But that is over. And now comes the biggest day of the year, the happiest time of the year. All right. This is a time when Mariah Carey gets to just walk around with her head held high every December. She just starts prancing everywhere like, this is my time to shine.
Yep.
All right. I don't care if I haven't had a hit in 30 years. This is
she
my
don't
time
need
now.
One anymore.
Nope.
She does not need any more hits because that Christmas album will thankfully give her some royalties, her and her children and grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren.
Yep.
It's the best. It's to me, there's a lot of great ones, but that, and it's even one or two songs. I don't even know if I've heard the whole album.
Yeah.
So you know what? Yeah. But despite the great music, because I do love Christmas music, I'm not looking forward to it.
Really? What's
I've
going
done
on?
No shopping.
Yeah.
I'm assuming we're going to be here at mom's, but even then, that can change.
Yeah.
Like, look.
What's going on?
There's always, you know, the obvious that Che died in December, and December just kind of sucks. Birthdays suck, and for me, well, they used to because you've changed that. That's another podcast. But Christmas is always just hard. So then, add to the fact that you know some extended family isn't doing so well. It's just like. You know, if we didn't have kids, I don't know, you and I would probably exchange gifts and
go to Cabo.
Dude, I wish we could be that family.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
I see families that take off.
I would go somewhere cold though.
Mammoth?
Yeah. I don't like it when they go to the opposite and they go to like Tahiti or something
like
that.
I would go anywhere. I'd love to. The reason I stay is honestly for my mom.
Yeah.
I'd like to hang out with Juan and Jax and stuff, but if it wasn't, then I wouldn't hang out. Look at the kids calling me from home. We're at home, calling me on my cell phone at home.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to ignore them. They're fine. Casey's there. My tia's there.
So, I mean, I get you. And I've been with you, you know. And you pull through every year. And I see that. And I understand it. The December's fresh, December's new, December's just barely beginning. And I know you start, I think everybody in this family starts kind of feeling like the darkness. I don't know if darkness is the right thing, but the overcast. It's not darkness. Yeah. We're not in darkness, but we kind of feel like this grayish overcast over the month of December, especially in the beginning, because it's like we kind of went through this.
Well, because the media starts asking the same exact questions.
And here come all the recuerdos and the...
How are you guys going to commemorate? I don't know what the word is.
Yeah.
Spend December 9th. And I don't want to spend it in any other way. And I definitely don't want to do interviews. Like, if Jenny was not my boss I didn't have to work for her, I would never do interviews.
What's up with that? I have a question for you. Like, honest. Okay. So it's been now 7 years. We're going on six?
Eight.
Oh my gosh.
It's Sammy's age. Like a little more than Sammy's age.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So, okay. We're going on 8 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, do you at this point just want them to stop doing full shows for Che on this time?
No. I don't want that. It's beautiful. No.
Yeah.
It's honoring. It's gorgeous. I just don't want to be in the interviews.
Yeah.
You know, would they ask me the same exact questions?
They do every year.
You know,
try to make you sad, want to see you cry.
Right, exactly. And thank God people are going to trip out, but God's healed me. Do I miss her? Yes. Do I cry? Sometimes. But as you've noticed, I'll cry less and I'll cry by myself. And it's less intense. It's the train that used to run me over doesn't come as much.
Wow.
And if it does, I can maneuver it and handle it. And I know who to run to, which is God. Some people feel the same pain. I hear people that deal with death, like the pain never goes away. The pain's the same. You just learn to deal with it. I couldn't do that. I could not. The pain was too much for me. I didn't want to live the rest of my life with that exact pain. So I asked Christ to heal me and he did.
Yeah.
But obviously when the ninth comes, it's obviously a bad day. It just, it is. So I don't want to be doing interviews. I wouldn't want to be doing interviews anyway.
Yeah.
Like when I was doing my book tour, even that was like, man, but at least that's a different topic and it's impacting. But so it just begins with that. Like, what are you going to do? And I have to work December 8th, December 9th. And work isn't the problem. It's the type of work. Like I've even told all media outlets, if you want me to be in an interview because we're friends, because I'll do it for people that genuinely love Che and that I have grown endeared with. But I'm not doing it the day of. I could do a pre-recorded. If you happen to be doing a live show, show a pre-recorded video of me because I am no longer doing those.
Yeah.
And that has helped me, honestly. That has really, really helped me. But the issue with, I believe, some people that go through death in December or death in general, there's that overcast that you talk about, but we don't talk about it. Like, I'm not, no one can, I don't know when to say like, hey, I miss my sis today. Or hey, Che used to say this or that. And you know, we just talk about the artist. And that to me sucks. I want to talk about the girl. I want to talk about the lady, my sis. But, you know, it's tough to do that because you don't know what type of day they're having.
Right.
But aparte de eso, gosh, really, really, I do Christmas for my kids. Obviously, I want to celebrate the fact that Christ was born. But you know, it's not exactly on December 25th. And I feel like I celebrate that as much as I can during the year.
Yeah.
So no, I'm not very merry. But I'm not like grinchy. Like we're still saving money.
Yeah.
Right? For Christmas gifts.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we do that every year.
For sure. So this Christmas is going to be... a little different as for everyone, you know. We just went through Thanksgiving that was a little different for everybody. Mm-hmm. Supposedly, you couldn't have more than 10 people. I know,
right?
For Hispanics, that meant you can't have more than 30 people.
Have you read the posts?
The death
for one? Sure. If you gathered for Thanksgiving, you are for sure infected. Like, go get checked. Like stuff like that. Like,
no,
take it as a given that you or someone is sick. Seriously. Like I've seen 3 posts today already like that. Yes, go get checked. I still say that. Like, go. I don't think que hace nada daño to go get a COVID. Go get a COVID. We have one before, now we'll get one after.
Yeah.
Pero tampoco it's not like.
Just instilling fear in people.
Yeah. Or guilt fear, in that case.
Yeah. And you know what, man? I don't know. I don't know if I'm being insensitive because I'm lucky to not know a person that has passed away from COVID. But
I know people that are
what I have had experience with is that everybody that I know that has gotten it, they're all none of them have been extremely old, and none of them are extremely obese or out of shape. So therefore they've all recovered relatively easy. The worst case we had was a lady that was in her probably late 40s, early 50s. She had it, but she just had it for a long time. It was like she had a flu, and that's what it was. She just had it for like 2 weeks straight, and that was it, you know? So in my head, I'm like, we can kind of get through this.
And we can, but I don't know about mom.
Yeah. So anyway, this show isn't about that. It's about...
Well, what do we do for Christmas?
What do you mean, what do we do for Christmas?
I mean, with COVID, family issues.
I believe that we handled... Okay, when it comes to COVID, I believe that we handled it in the correct manner. Sorry. Everybody got checked.
Yeah.
Everybody that came went to go get a test, and it was negative, and they showed it, and everybody came.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was a lot more chill, too, knowing that such and such person was negative.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. So that's one way to do it. Get a test 3 days, 4 days before. They come in 48 hours. You figure it out. You're going.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, everybody's a lot more chill. That's one. And then two, if you... Okay. So whatever in general, this is for everybody. Whatever family you were able to hang out with and kind of just... This was like the warm-up for Christmas. Thanksgiving was. Of like, who can you rub shoulders with and it be okay and stuff like that. So you figure it out. One thing that I do want to say is that as adults, it is possible for two people to be in the same place.
Agreed.
And not talk to each other and be cool.
And not bring any like tension to the room.
Yeah, that is definitely possible. It's just pride and ego. There's no reason, especially if it's something that happened 5 years ago and two Theos can't talk to each other because one Theo stole the other guy's girlfriend in high school or something like that. And they're both in their 40s now with kids and wives and they still won't talk to each other. You know, that kind of a thing.
So it's like,
nah, man.
Don't draw, to me, it's like, if we are celebrating, don't draw attention to yourself.
Yeah.
Like, don't make it like about me. Like, I don't know. And just make it about the poker game or the food everyone's eating. And, you know, not everyone is at that maturity level yet. But yes, I agree that for the love of the family, you put your stuff aside. No one even has to know. Yeah. If the least people that know, the better, so that they're not uncomfortable, you know? Yeah. So, yes, Thanksgiving is like a warm-up to Christmas. So,
like you said, though, we're saving money for Christmas. So, Christmas is for the kids. That brings me the most joy. Seeing Sammy and Eli get up and run to the tree before it was Casey that used to get up and just want to run to the tree and just see what's under there, you know?
Yeah.
And that is the greatest moment of all. That and, like, us sharing some personal gifts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Those are the best moments that I have with my family is seeing that. But we're saving money, and I hope that everybody is saving money. How do we go about this? How do we handle this year? This year, honestly, has sucked for kids. For kids, it sucked, okay? At least in California, Soak City was never open. I wanted to take our kids to Soak City. No theme park is open. Can't go to the park. We have to find a freaking hidden park. And where there's no kids there for our kids to go to the park. It's been a bad year for the kids. So what do you do? Do you spoil them? Do we give them everything they wanted? Do we do this? Do we do that? What do we do?
So.
What do you think?
I don't think you... What does it say? A parent that spoil... that
spare the rod, spoil the child.
Yeah, okay. So I don't think that just because they had a bad year, we spoil them extra. Because they're not going to connect it. They're not going to be like, oh, because there was COVID and we couldn't go to the park and we had to be homeschooled, we get 30 gifts.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think Christmas, gift-wise, is the same. Mm. It's just the gifts that we were going to get. Honestly, to me, it's the gifts that we can afford.
Yeah.
And that's how it always is. I do not want to get in debt over Christmas. Mm. So we started saving up already. And by saving up, what I say is we set money apart in our budget specifically for Christmas gifts, you know? And then when Christmas shopping comes, we're like, okay, we have X amount of dollars. This is what we're going to use to spend on everyone, not only the kids, so everyone. So I don't think so. I don't think you spoil them now. I think that it would be great to have more family activities. If you've never done a gingerbread house, cook a cake with your kids, bake a cake with your kids, maybe decorate the Christmas tree together so that there's that memory.
That's a good one. I think this year doing it together is a for sure thing you got to do is doing that kind of stuff together. Like this year, and I've sucked for like almost every year putting up Christmas lights. I don't think there's one time that ever, not in our Pico house, not in our Downey house, not one house that I've ever lived in I put up Christmas lights. But this year I have it in my goal. I don't care if I have to rent a scissor lift to get up to the tall of the house.
Awesome.
But this year is going to be the year that I put up Christmas lights. And that's something I want to do together as a family.
Awesome. Yeah. So we'll do the Christmas lights together. And I think that's what we do for the kids. And then we keep that going. Even if tomorrow isn't COVID, we keep that going tomorrow, next year. But no, we're not buying them more gifts just because it's been a tough year.
You mentioned something that I think we got to touch. And that is something that I want to talk about after the break.
With so much hate in the world, we decided to make some spiritual gear. Something that's positive, you know?
Say what you feel and live on your shirt.
Exactly. Phrases like humble warrior, spiritual gangster, pray more, worry less. You can find those all at rosierivera.com.
All right, guys, welcome back from the break. Something super important that you mentioned, babe, is that you don't want to be in debt.
No way.
And look, I'm going to check it out. Like, my mom was awesome.
Yeah.
To me, she did the best as she could. My mom was a single mom and she did the best as she could. But I have been around my mom and I've seen her I've seen her take these loans out during Christmas time that leave her in a bad way until March, the only way she gets on her feet is when her income tax comes, and then that kind of pays it off and stuff like that. You know, I've we went through that growing up, and my mom was awesome. She did the best as she could, you know, freaking cooking a chicken and trying to make it as like homey as possible. And I get it. And I know what it's like to be a parent and to want to give your kid the best. And so I appreciate my mom. But the stress that was upon her, the interest that was building up, I'm like, damn, you know?
Yeah.
And just to be very, very honest with you, the memorable ones that I remember were the ones where we had nothing. You know?
Yeah.
There's two that I remember growing up. Two Christmases that I remember.
Okay.
One, we had nothing. And this is really sad. We had nothing.
It was just you and her?
It was just me and her.
Mm-hmm.
We had nothing that year.
How old were you?
I couldn't have been. I was in the second grade. Pinto, third grade maybe. No, second grade. Mr. Pinto was second grade.
Mm-hmm.
We bought like a freaking 2-foot tree. Not even. Like less than 2-foot tree. Put it on top of a little nightstand. And then my mom outlined it with duct tape to make it look like if it was bigger.
Yeah.
Like outline the wall as if we had a big tree. And that year, all I got was a Nerf football.
Yeah.
And then the following year, thank God, God just really blessed her with an amazing job. And we didn't know it at the moment because we weren't Christian or seekers of Him. And then the following year, we had a big tree and we had like chicken, and I got my Power Ranger toy, and I got my NBA Jam Nintendo 64 game, and it was beautiful. And they both were freaking awesome Christmases.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
And it's like, I get it. And if you're struggling, if you're a single mom right now, if you're listening, if you lost your job, if you lost your small business because of COVID, just know that it's going to be okay. And your kids are going to remember this Christmas. And it might be sad, but it'll also make the rest of them sweeter.
Yeah.
And at the same time, your kids do understand, even though they are small, they understand. And you can tell them, I'm very sorry, son. This year, we don't have it.
Yeah.
Next year, we will.
Right.
Or just this year, it's not going to be a big of a year. And it's hard to have those conversations. It's very, very humbling.
Yeah.
To feel like, you know, like not like a failure, because you're not a failure, but to feel like, damn, I couldn't give my kids more than what they expected. Because that's what you want to do as a parent, is always give them more than what they expect,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, surprise the hell out of them, yeah. You know? But one thing that I urge you guys, and I think that this is probably the main point of this podcast, is don't get into that debt.
Right.
Figure something out.
Because then the stress that you'll be in January, February, March,
they will see it. They will see that grumpy dad, yeah. that really sad mom.
Or working extra hours to pay it off, and then they don't even get to see you. So yeah. I agree with you. I've always been a thing of like, I didn't even want to get into debt for our wedding. I was like, nope, I don't want to be, I just don't want to be in debt. Do what you can. And that is enough.
Yeah.
And it really, really is enough, because you are enough, because they want to be with you and you be with them. Put on some Christmas music, make hot cocoa. And, you know, whether it's one gift or 20, it is the same, because they want you. I think although it has been tough for kids this year, it has been, and adults, there also have been a lot of good things of spending time together.
Yeah.
So the quality time that you spend with your kids, you know, even if you bake some cookies and, you know, just throw them in the oven together and watch them bake, and they'll be so happy. But the stress that will come after. And if there are family members that you just cannot, that there will not be peace, it's okay to stay away. Like, in your heart, have your moment with God. Forgive them. If you need to ask for forgiveness, if God moves you to ask for forgiveness, do that. And try and have the most joyful time with your family. And make it about what it really is, you know, thanking God for life, for Christ, for dying on, for being born. And, you know, so I just think Christmas for kids is different than how we see it. And we forget that. We think they see it the way we do.
Yeah. Yeah. A couple ways that you guys can get around not taking out a loan for Christmas is OfferUp. That's one of the ways.
Yeah.
OfferUp, just start selling some stuff that you don't need, you know, an extra $200 can go a long way, you know? And you can make that happen on OfferUp. You know, there's also Uber. There's also Postmates. There's this one new app that apparently you grocery shop for people.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
And that one is kind of like taking off too. It's just, there's a lot of different ways that you guys can make it happen. But please do not go into debt for this. And so that PlayStation 5 is not worth you going into debt that you have struggling to pay until tax season.
Yeah.
You know?
So, it's character building too for a child to know, hey, not right now.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you'll get it in March, April, whatever, July.
Yeah.
It's character building. It took Case a year to get her phone, and she had to raise the money for it, and now she really appreciates it.
Yeah.
So, those are great ideas too. And then also, if you want to buy something for someone really nice, name brand, you can get repurposed things. You can go to Posh and buy, you know, some girls use their shoes once or twice. And a girl like me, I don't mind if I get a repurposed Gucci or Chanel necklace. I don't mind if my husband buys me some nice shoes off of Posh, you know, that some girl wore once or twice. I really don't. And it's still a nice gift, and you really appreciate it. And there's an understanding of like, hey, this is what it is, you know? What are they? The refurbished Apple products. They're really good. They'll last you forever. Yeah. And they even Amazon give them to you in a box.
Yeah. Honestly, Amazon, every time I go on Amazon, I look for whatever I'm looking for, and I just look for it used. Because most of the times, it's people that bought it, they didn't like it, and they returned it.
Yeah.
Amazon will not sell something that is broken. And if it is broken, you can send
it back. Yeah.
Without any issues whatsoever. So Amazon used is always a great way to go. Another place is Ross. Ross, but it takes a lot of hunting and shopping. So that's another great place to go. And then...
Yeah, all of those. TJ Maxx, Nordstrom Rack. Mm-hmm. Like TJ Maxx, Nordstrom Rack. Like, you know... Yes, we'd all love a super expensive gift, that car with the big red bow, you know, a bag. That's a couple G's. Yes. And you know what? Maybe it can be a goal. But honestly, if you don't really need it, don't put pressure on your spouse to get it.
Yeah.
And I say that, you know, obviously saying, hey, do we deserve it? Yeah, you know, we work hard. But also, if we decided to have two or three kids and they're going to college, and, you know, we're trying to get a new home, do it together. And yeah. And really don't pressure anyone else. And you don't feel pressured to buy the best gift for your spouse. He or she loves you. Have some cuddle time together, have some happy time. And I'm sure he'll be way more happy with that than, I don't know, what could I get you? I'm going to get you socks and happy time.
Socks and happy time?
Yeah. Aren't there like TW socks that go with your TW cleats?
Why you got to talk a mess?
I'm not.
I'm just kidding.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know that yet. What do you want for Christmas?
What do I want for
Let me guess.
What?
An Amazon gift card.
Yes. Always. Always.
That's
that is
in the stocking.
Always the number one place to go. I don't know. Again, I'm in the same predicament as my birthday. I am super blessed. I'm super happy with everything that God has given me this year and the things that I have. And I think that I'm getting to the point where I don't need to have the latest thing. Where I'm not content. I know what to use and what to, and like just things have just gotten so good to the point where the updates just feels like they're just trying to make money off of you, if that makes sense.
Seriously.
Like even my phone. My phone, I hadn't gotten a new phone. And that's what I got for my birthday, just to let you guys know. My phone was 2 years old. And the only reason why I got this one is because of the faster processor, because I edit videos.
The camera is great though.
Yeah, the camera is great. And, yep. I really do appreciate it and I do use it. So, but aside from that, honestly, there's no need to buy the next one. Nothing revolutionary comes out anymore. So, I mean, yeah. What about you? What do you want? You, my friend.
My friend.
Just to let you guys know, I did really good this Thanksgiving. We had Texas Hold'em and I won 2 rounds out of the 3 or 4 that we played.
Yeah, we really got killed in Tomatodo.
Yes, we got destroyed in Tomatodo. I think we lost like 20 bucks.
Yeah, we lost to Juan's family.
Yeah.
Everyone, the whole family.
And just to let you guys know, don't get all santurrones on us. We have fun as a family.
Seriously.
And that's the goal, you know? And if we could just put... If me and my wife could just donate $100 and everybody just plays until the last one's
Seriously.
The winner, then we would do that. But that's the whole fun of it, you know?
It is fun. And we literally paid with $20 for hours. My mom was like, when is this game over? But she wouldn't leave. Yeah, she wasn't even in the game anymore. No. She was still there. We all were. We had already lost hours before. What do I want? I probably want like a repurposed necklace.
Another one. So we're having a collection now.
Oh, yeah. Maybe a Prada one.
I think like what? I think like, what has it been? Like in the last month, we have like 4 or 5 of them now, don't we? Four really nice ones. Yes.
So I want whatever matches with my glasses.
Oh, you want some Gigi socks to go with your Gigi necklace?
Sure. Huh? I'll wear them. I just want to match if I have like a Gucci fanny pack and Gucci glasses, I want to wear a Gucci necklace.
Okay.
So that's what I did with my Chanel. Prada is expensive. But yeah. Like a repurposed necklace and maybe a perfume I have. I don't know. Don't know. You're really good at buying tops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Clothes are just kind of, I just take whatever you're kind of wearing at the time and then I size it down one because you're always buying loose clothing.
Am I?
A little bit. I always whatever you tell me, I usually size it down.
Really?
Yeah, you kind of overestimate yourself. You think you're a little thicker than you really are.
Well, now all I'm wearing is gym clothes. So if you want to buy me some Gymshark, I won't be mad.
Oh, Gymshark.
That's an investment. Gymshark is an investment.
All right.
So anyway, I mean, have the fun conversation. Don't stress out about cooking the best meal. I'm telling you, some chocolate abuelita and some birota and your kids are happy.
Yeah, man.
And make it different than the rest of the year by getting off your phone and getting off social media, making it warm on the inside and outside, and your kids will be so happy.
So, so good. So that's great advice right there. We love you guys, man. It's going to be a great Christmas. Just have peace in your life more than anything. Yeah. Have peace in your family. Have peace in your home. Bring that peace into your home. That is so worth so much more than them having the PlayStation 5 and the house being a mess spiritually, emotionally,
so good.
In every other way.
Yes.
All right. We love you guys. This is The Power of Us. We'll see you guys next week.